Less than 2 weeks ago, Radio Prague celebrated its 70th birthday, and soon another section of Czech radio will be marking an important anniversary. The Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, or Symfonický orchestr Českého rozhlasu, is 80 years old. On Monday night, it's launching its 80th concert season at Prague's Rudolfinum Concert Hall, featuring works by Beethoven and Prokofiev under the baton of chief conductor Vladimír Válek, who's been at the helm since 1985. Founded in 1926 as part of the Radio Journal station, the orchestra had only 20 members. It performed its first public concert just one day after its foundation, on October 2, 1926. Ever since then, the orchestra has been fulfilling a double duty, making recordings for Czechoslovak and then Czech radio and performing concerts for the public, also transmitted on the airwaves. Gradually, the number of musicians grew and the repertoire shifted from light entertainment music to classical works. A great number of illustrious conductors have made their mark on the orchestra, Václav Talich, Karel Ančerl, Václav Neumann and Libor Pešek among the Czechs, as well as guest conductors from abroad, Franz Konvičný, Serge Bodo and Sir Charles Maceras, to name but a few. Composers Artur Honegger, Sergei Prokofiev, Aram Khachaturian and others conducted their works played by the orchestra. Today, the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra is one of the country's finest bodies, with a good artistic reputation abroad. With principal conductor Vladimír Válek, the orchestra has expanded its touring program. It regularly appears in countries across Europe and America and conducts regular tours of Japan, China, South Korea and Taiwan. Having played with a number of renowned soloists, the orchestra also has a few artistic awards under its belt and is a regular feature of the Prague Spring Music Festival. On Monday night, it kicks off its 80th season, and the orchestra's director, piano soloist Jan Simon, says that to hear the first concert, you don't need to buy a ticket to the Rudolfinum.
Nejenom veřejnou generálku, ale potom koncert samotný uslyší posluchači nejen v Rudolfínu, ale zároveň...
There's a public rehearsal in the morning and then the concert itself will be transmitted live on Czech Radio 3. As a novelty, it will be broadcast both in sound and image on the internet, on the website of Czech Radio's digital station D-Dur.
Audiovizuální podobě na digitální stanici D-Dur.